All right, good evening, everyone. This is Rochelle Wilhite, the designated broker for Best Choice Realty. We are on conference call number 4 tonight. We are going to discuss InfoSparks and FastStats when we are using the Northwest MLS access. So if you are by your computer tonight, if you want to go into the MLS, that's where we're going to spend the most of our time. And it might be helpful as you can, so you can follow along as I talk about some of the links and some of the places to go if you have a visual in front of you. So if you are by the MLS, if you could log in to nwmls.com and then go into Matrix, and we will get started here in a minute. If you have a listing that you're working with or a zip code or an area number you want to focus on, you might want to have that in mind as well. And we'll just kind of go through things rather quickly, but also keeping with the time that we've allotted. The housekeeping things will end probably right before 6 o'clock. And if you have questions afterwards and you need some additional support or help, just go ahead and give me a call after the call or send me an email message. So when we talk about statistics, the MLS, for a long time, did not have a lot of good ways to identify data. They had, you had to kind of hunt and peck to try to find out some of the statistics. And they made it a lot easier not only to print it out and include it with your presentations, but also to have it available for your sellers if you were showing them something on the computer, and even to share on social media. I have seen a few agents that have done that recently, which I know their client base or their friends and family appreciate knowing what's going on in the real estate market. So we're going to go over the two different aspects. There is InfoSparks, and then there is, they still have market reports. So InfoSparks is probably the easiest one to go to. So when you go to the MLS and you go into Matrix, there's a tab at the top. It's right next to Input. So when you're inputting your listings, you go to that tab. To the right of Input, there's a button that says Statistics, and then you would drop down to InfoSparks, and it brings you into a, it has a little arrow that goes up, a blue bar at the top, and a grid down below, and this is showing all of the entire MLS, what the entire MLS sales price median or average would be. And then you have the ability on the bottom, there's a black bar that shows, if you click on it, in the entire MLS, you can see how many new listings there are in the MLS. In the entire Northwest MLS in the month of July, there were 132,406, which is up 2.1% in the month of July. If I go over to months of supply, remember we talked about months of supply back in our buyer sequence. Months of supply is already figured out and calculated for you on the entire MLS. Our month of supply is down by 21.1%. So we're well below the three-month mark across the board in the entire Northwest MLS. We also know that days on market, if you check on that one, the median of the days on market is 14 days in the entire MLS. So this kind of information is very valuable to the overall general public in having you familiarize yourself with what's going on in our marketplace. It's easy for me to talk about the entire MLS, which is pretty much the Puget Sound area, and we even cover areas into over the mountains. We've expanded our footprint at the Northwest MLS to cover a greater area, which would have impact and skew our numbers slightly. So you may want to get familiar with either a county or a city or an area or a zip code that you want to watch on a regular basis, rather than just seeing the entire MLS. However, the entire MLS does show you a trend that in our area, we have a lack of supply and the prices have gone up. If I go to sales price, you can see a very steady rise since 2014 in the entire MLS. We're up 9.7% overall in the entire MLS on our price point. So this information is valuable, but you do need to know how to drill down. And so we're going to talk about how to drill down here in a minute. Before we do that, I want to show you actually an easier way. Let's say you want just a nice PDF with sales information, and that's what FastStats is. So on the top where it says InfoSparks, there is a user manual and FAQs that you can click on if you need more help after the call. But to the right of that, there's a button that says Fast Stats. Go ahead and click on that button. Now what Fast Stats is, it shows our entire area of the Northwest MLS. Our entire area, you can see Western Washington, the Central Puget Sound, and Central and Eastern Washington is where we cover the Northwest MLS. The gray area on the Washington map is not covered by our Northwest MLS. It's actually covered by an area in Spokane, and also down in Oregon, there's an MLS that overlaps the gray areas of Washington. So you can see where we cover, and you can actually select an area based on county. So for tonight, I'm going to select King County on the map. And then it breaks King County down into Seattle area of zip codes. But let's just say I really want to focus on Issaquah tonight. So there's, when I'm in the King County area, I select 98027. And what FastStats does is it puts together a local market update, a PDF that I can easily print or have available when I go maybe door knocking around Issaquah, maybe when I'm looking to see what's going on year to date or in July, or just so I'm familiar with the trends in the marketplace. As a local resident and as an experienced real estate broker in competition with some other real estate brokerages, you should be familiar with the zip code that you live in and any zip codes that you currently work or you're working in. If you don't take this time to learn these items, you're not going to really have an impact on the marketplace and be able to compete with people who are doing this type of research and are familiar with some of the things that are going on in that zip code. So as I look at 98027, this is Issaquah, I see the trend from, you know, all the trends, days on market trends, average sales price trends, and also the percent of inventory where how much they're getting above the list price. And the months of supply, showing is it a seller's market, is it a buyer's market, or is it a balanced market? In other conference calls, we've talked about the difference between a buyer's market, a seller's market, and a balanced market. Anything less than 4 months of supply, it is a seller's market. Anything 4 to 6 months is more of a balanced market. And anything above 6 months is usually a buyer's market. So there's a lot of competition for inventory listed in Issaquah because it only has a 2.7, well, it had 2.7 in 2016, but it had 2.1 months of supply in 2017. So there isn't a lot of inventory. And it looks to me like condos, we actually have even less supply in Issaquah for condos, down to a half of a month supply. So, and then you see the price points. You see the median sales price rising year to date overall 13.2%. Just in the month of July, it rose by 4.1%. And all of this information is on this nice little grid. It has two grids where it talks about median sales price for residential and for condos. Again, this is used for residential and condos, not so much for multifamily, land, or commercial. That would be some different data you'd have to pull from your title company. But this is really well done for residential and condos. So it took me 2-3 clicks, and I have a nice little sheet that I can print or include in my listing package, or I can include in my listing presentation. But it's really helpful even to door knock to make sure you're familiar with what's going on in that zip code. Now, you can also do time periods on the left-hand side. You can select an area, just like by county. There's a way you can dig deeper into the communities. Or you can go into monthly indicators, which would show you some different things of different time periods, and you can compare different time periods. And there is an annual report that you can print out for 2016. They haven't updated it for 2017, but at the end of the year, they'll update this as well. But the biggest thing to take away from the FastStats is how easy it is to go into the local market and dig deeper into what the sales data, what the inventory is like, just by using the map here on the right and actually seeing what's going on in Enumclaw, or what's going on in, you can go dig deeper into Seattle and look at the specific zip codes and compare maybe the 98109 to the 98119. So understanding what's going on and providing that, you may even provide it to your buyers if they're trying to decide on which area of Seattle they want to venture into. They can watch the trends and they can see different things, and you can communicate with them every month on what's going on in that marketplace. And that might spark them into action by knowing what's going on in, say, the Green Lake area versus the Ballard area. This is a way to do that. Okay. The next piece I want to share with you guys on is the InfoSparks, just really trying to dig in differently and how this is done. You have a lot of data here. It looks overwhelming, but it actually is not. That's the biggest takeaway tonight, is to realize that you just need to play with it. But over on the left-hand side where it says, and again, I'm back on InfoSparks, the tab at the top, and I click on InfoSparks, and I'm looking at the entire MLS. And I want it, instead of you looking at the entire MLS, I want to be able to compare three different areas. And so I want to say I'm going on an appointment this weekend. I'm going to be in the Auburn West Hill area, which is zip code 98001. So there's areas of 98001 that I want to compare to. I want to see what's going on in Federal Way because that's an adjacent zip code to 98001. And I also want to see what's going on in kind of the other area of Auburn, the downtown or maybe the East Hill of Auburn. So I want to look at three different areas. The way to do that is, instead of looking at the entire MLS, there's a little drop-down arrow, and if you click that, there's a black box that says all or city, area, or zip code. I'm going to go by zip code, and instead of, I'm going to check the box zip code, and I'm going to write in 98001. And then I'm going to go in, and I'm going to draw that area. Okay. And I can do this by even, you know, drawing it on the map, which is really nice. There's a polygon, and I can draw around 98001. Okay, very easy to do. And then I want to save it. There's a little green button with an arrow. You want to select and save that area, especially if you use that area a lot. You might want to save that area. The frequently used areas will show up there. So you can easily compare in frequently used areas. You can compare like Seattle to Tacoma or Everett to Seattle. You can compare different areas that are frequently compared, or you can type your own and save that. Okay. The other one I want to compare, so I'm going into, you can compare, I think, up to three or four different areas. And you can also select, so there's another plus sign that says add another area. I'm going to click the plus sign next to entire, that next to my Auburn. And I'm going to select 98003 because I want to compare that zip code as well. Okay. It just takes me about a minute, and I can compare. You should have like three or four different tabs as you're going from the left to right on InfoSparks. Okay, I'm going to do 98023, 98003, and 98001 are the three zip codes I'm going to use. Okay, and it should be putting grep down below as you do these additional areas. Each color on the right-hand side of your screen will show you the trend, and I've still got it on sales price median. You can see the median sales price in all of these areas. Okay, so now I have three different zip codes that I'm comparing, and there's three different lines down below on the sales price, in the median sales price. So I'm comparing 98023, which is Federal Way, 98003, and 98001, and all three of those have lines down below in the median sales price. And over on the right, it summarizes it for July on what's going on in July. So the area I'm taking the listing is at 98001, but you know what? The listing I'm going to be taking is what we call the entry-level price point, meaning it's not a luxury and it's not a, it's not like a large home. It's very, it's a starter home. So I want to look at anything in the 200 to 278 range. So I can select by price range and filter it by that. And also I don't want to compare residential condos and vacant land. I just want to compare residential. So I'll select in the property type section, residential. And mine has, it's just a regular three bedroom, one bath. So I'm going to go ahead and keep the all bedrooms because my bedrooms is very, very simple. I want to include two bedrooms. I want to include one bedroom and I want to include four bedrooms. So I'm going to leave all bedrooms selected. Now, if my lot size was really large, maybe it was like an acre, maybe it was a half acre, I want to look at that overall, but I'm going to keep all sizes because I just am really wanting to see what's going on in that price range, residential, all bedrooms, all lot sizes. But the uniqueness of my property is that it's a one-story, one-level home. So I'm going to go ahead and select on my style code, one story. Now it's crunching the numbers. And I have three really good lines, and I can watch the trends in those three zip codes, and I can watch them back 2014 all the way till now. And what I see from this is that it's a great time to list their home, that the $258,000 priced homes have gone up by 5.8%. Not saying that my house is worth $258. In fact, it's a lot higher than that, but it definitely is showing me. Let's look at the months of supply. So all I have to do to change the months of supply would be on the bottom. I've got my three zip codes on the top. Down on the bottom, there's a black bar, and it says months of supply. All I have to do is check, is click on that, and it crunches the numbers for me. So in all three of those zip codes, I'm under a 1 month of supply for that type of property. So all of them, interesting, they're all the same. They're all going in the right direction. I also can see days on market. So let's look at days on market. Wow. Everything in all three of those zip codes are 9 days, 10 days, days on market. So I'm going to have a very competitive situation. Probably will sell the first weekend on the market. And let's look at the percent to the list price. Let's see what things are going for. All the things are going at 100% or above. So as long as I price it, as long as I price the listing correctly using comparables and make sure that I have properly compared the actives, the pendings, and the solds, it looks to me, based on the market and the median percent of list price, that I'll get at least the asking price or slightly above the asking price. So it gives me the clues to prepare the seller for that type of situation. So yes, with this particular property I'm going to list in Auburn, I'm definitely going to do a review date. And I'm definitely going to talk to the sellers about how to strategize on that, make sure that they're going to be gone for the first weekend so that we can do an open house and we can do an ultimate open house and get as many buyers as we possibly can through the open house in the first weekend, and then do an offer review date, probably Monday or Tuesday, so that we have a chance to look at the offers that come in. And then as far as sales price, I can easily switch it. I'm thinking of 270 was my price point that I was looking at. Maybe I want to look at what's also going on in the price range of the 279 to 365, and it isolates that for me. In 9001, things are still looking really good on the median sales price. Things are going up by about 5.5%. And let's check the months of supply. Still, we are a month of supply. And in 9001, we're under a one-month supply. So that's great for us. Okay. There's an arrow to the right of style code. It's on the right-hand side of your screen. And you have the ability to sort by square footage. I'm going to go ahead and select that because my house is actually going to be less than 1,500 square feet. So I don't know if that affects things, but I'm going to go ahead and select that. It affects things slightly. Having a smaller home is going to be less, there will be more inventory, but still well below, it's definitely a seller's market still. And then the sales price, how does that affect things? We're still up 8%. 1.7%, so my zip code is very desirable. Okay, so there's also waterfront and excluding waterfront. You can manipulate the data that way, which I know for some of you who are dealing with waterfront properties, maybe along the Lake Washington, or if you're looking at Puget Sound, you may want to only include waterfront or exclude waterfront based on what zip code or what area you're looking at. Right below the options, where it has style code, square footage, there is a button that says share or print. Now, you can adjust the line. I like the one that they have. It has the, you know, that has the three different colors. And I can easily print it or share it with the little print button. So I'm going to click on the print button. And first you have to select what type of data you would like to share. Static, which is exactly what you see, or you actually can make it live. So with this one, because it's a PDF, it's always going to be static. But maybe you want to just do an embed or a CSV. And unfortunately, since I'm printing it, it will only go static. So I'd have to share it a different way. But I can download it and view a PDF. So maybe let's go share. And I want to change it to live. And this will automatically update as you go into the next month. So it might be good to do it this way if you're like doing it, say, August 31st. You may want to share it a different way rather than sending them a PDF that's a 30-month behind. If you're printing it for your presentation, a PDF is great for printing. It makes it very printer-friendly. But if you're going to share this on your social media, you may want to go to the Share button and then select Live and then make sure step two is done, Social Media, and then click Share. And there's your URL. And you just copy the URL and then you can post it right into your Facebook or your Twitter. And it has all your information, your branding, the grid, and you may want to put a little comment just saying, hi, this is this is the information in Federal Way, comparing Federal Way, Auburn, these zip codes. Let me know if you have any questions or if you have any interest in listing or purchasing in this area. And then they have your contact information because you're using social media. But if you get in a rhythm or sharing this kind of information through InfoSparks on a monthly basis, your clients are going to see you more as the market expert. They're going to see that you have information that's pertinent to them. I mean, we have agents that work all over the Puget Sound area. We have agents that work up in Marysville. And it's very interesting to compare what Marysville is doing to Everett. So you may want to come up with some different ideas in your local area of where you work, something that would be pertinent to your social media community, and get in the habit of once a month putting this together and posting it so it shows that you are very much in tune with what's going on in the marketplace. And you can go as less or as more as deemed necessary. I showed you an example of what I would do for a listing so you could really advise your seller on how to properly market their home. But maybe you want to keep it, you know, very vague as far as all price ranges, all property types, all bedrooms, all lot sizes, all style codes, and then compare area or zip code or even county and share that on your social media. I have seen some agents do it, and they do it really well, and it does show the clients that you are actively engaged in real estate. So that would be how I would do it. There is a way to save my areas. If you click on my areas, you can pick a predefined area on the left. So if you save these as you go along, you don't have to redo the graphing. And you use the polygon or the circle tools to draw some shapes on the map. So say, some areas are not zip code based. You know, some areas of Seattle are more of like, I want it to, you know, north of 4th Avenue, and I want to be east of 28th Avenue. You know, you are very specific as far as what areas you specialize in, and so you may want to use the polygon or the circle and actually predefine this area, for example, of Madrona or Capitol Hill. I'm just doing that one right now. All I had to do is use a polygon and kind of draw a polygon shape and then go ahead and save it to my areas. And it asks you to create a new area. I'm just going to call it Central Seattle. And then I can save it, and then that way it's automatically saving that 7.1 square miles, which includes quite a few listings, and then I can save that and go back to my map or back to my stats, and my stats will automatically save that information for me. I go to InfoSparks, and then I can go to, instead of the drop-down area, I click on My Areas. And you can see instead of typing in zip code or county, I can just go right to my areas. And there I can see my Central Seattle area that I pre-selected on the map. It also has a nice way of putting together your price ranges. So a lot of people ask me, Rochelle, how do I segment my marketplace? You know, my title rep really wants me to focus, or my coach wants me to focus on properties that are, you know, entry level, or they want me to focus on just luxury. I really want to spend my time in the next 6 months focusing on the luxury market where I'm working. This is the way I would do it. I'd isolate the area, and then it automatically factors in based on the MLS statistics. What's your entry level? In Central Seattle, with what I just did custom, it puts 298 or less is my hot, fast moving starter, you know, probably fixer upper type of condos. And then it goes up in range, and so 775,000 or more is more of my luxury when I consider all the property types. But maybe I only want to consider condos. My price points, same thing. It's going to show on the left-hand side what that needs to be, what my segment would be. So if your coach is asking you, you know, what is the segment of your marketplace? What are you wanting to focus on? What you want to do is come in here to my areas, figure out what areas you want to work on, and then go into InfoSparks, save it, go into InfoSparks, and you can see the price ranges are all listed for you below. And then you can start to graph things and kind of understand how one area compares to another area. Maybe the area, the luxury market in Issaquah, is different than the area of Sammamish, and you see an opportunity there that you want to share with your clients. These types of things are really important to do also when you have complicated situations, like maybe I want to know what split entries are going for. I'm having a hard time getting my split entries sold in Kirkland, and I want to see what other split entries in Kirkland and adjacent areas are selling for, what are the trends. I can isolate that by the style code as well. So there's many different ways you can use the statistics to help you in talking more with your sellers and providing with good advice and sharing with your clients to help them understand that you are an expert in the area. So hopefully this was helpful for you. Again, just playing with the different reports, practice sharing things with your social media. You have different ways of looking back. It looks like you can go back in time. If I go back in time, I can go 5 years or max. I think max will only get you back to, it looks like 2006. So it's going to capture that information. That's pretty adequate, though, for what you're looking to do. So adjust next to print and share if you need to adjust your lines or the maximum time, or go back more than a year or 3 years. You have the ability of adjusting those things. And then also on the way, it says 12 months, or you can go roll back with just monthly or rolling 6 months, and you can keep that data fresh. I've got mine set on rolling 12 months, so I'm always looking back 12 months to see the trends. So hopefully this was helpful for you guys. If you have any questions, you're welcome to send me an email. The MLS has been very helpful with some of our users who have taken my class it was 12 weeks ago, and they had some questions on how to fix some things, and there was a few little glitches, but I believe all the glitches have been fixed. It really is a great tool. Hopefully you can use it more than you have, and you can incorporate this into your business planning or even into how you're going to farm or market to your clientele, or perhaps just letting people know about your knowledge in the marketplace and what's going on, and spark people into interest. So good luck out there. Have a great week. We'll catch you guys next Monday with the next sequence. We're going to be going over CMA and how to look at your CMAs and how to present it. I think that's session number 5 and number 6. So look forward to that call, and make it a great week. We'll talk soon.